City of Santa Paula Planning Commission, now called to order. And Commissioner Demers, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Raise your right hand over your heart and repeat with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Summer.
Present.
Chair Eichert.
Here.
Vice Chairman Robinson.
Here.
And Commissioner Demers.
Here.
Next item on our final agenda is that...
No changes proposed by staff, so...
I'm going to make one little change in order here because there are only four of us planning commissioners here tonight because we lost one of our planning commissioners. Commissioner Fred Wacker lost his battle with cancer here very recently. He was last here at the last meeting, and he just undergone chemo. But he wouldn't stay home. He came here to the Planning Commission meeting to do his duty. And that was kind of the guy, kind of the person that I knew him for the short time that I had the pleasure of seeing him on the Planning Commission. But I know you have a little later on in there a bit of silence, but I think people should know that the reason why he's not here is because he passed away here recently. But he had the best interests of Santa Paula at heart. If any of the commissioners want to comment at all, otherwise we'll proceed. Yeah, Commissioner Robinson.
I was able to attend the memorial service, which was Saturday afternoon. I believe the date was June 11th. It was, I think it is, daughter and son-in-law's home in Ojai. It was a very uplifting event. A lot of people had very kind things to say about Fred. One of the things I was impressed with, and I didn't know, he was a CEO for the Home Depot Foundation and was instrumental in building hundreds of homes across the country for Habitat for Humanity. So I wished I would have had more time to get to know him, particularly since he had such an attractive first name. But it was a very spiritual event. I've lived here pretty much all my life, and which is a long time, I won't say how long. But as I was driving up that Saturday afternoon, it was a kind of a cloudy day with actually some raindrops. And as you top Upper Ojai and the road straightens out, there was a vehicle in front of me that just stopped right in the middle of the road. It was a couple hundred yards ahead of me, so I had plenty of time. And the guy gets out of his car, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I look up, and there were two condors on a pole, and then they just lighted off and flew away. And I've lived here a long time, and I've never seen a condor in the wild, and to see two, it was very spiritual.
I'll just just kind of echo what has already been said. For everything I knew about him, he's a very kind and gentle, you know, individual, and he's in a better place.
Hey, I just wanted to. I unfortunately couldn't make the memorial service. I was out of town, and I didn't know Fred well. He hadn't been on the Planning Commission a long time, but my brief interactions with him were very pleasant, and I wish I would have had a longer time to get to know him. So he'll definitely be missed.
Okay, next, following our guide, public comment. Now, this is a point in time if there's something that the public would like to comment on that is not on our agenda for the evening, you may do so. And you would fill out one of these type of speaking ticket, and we'll possibly entertain it. For those that are here for that which is already on the agenda and have these, we got all that covered. But Okay. So the consent calendar. That's the minutes there, Tom.
We just need a motion for approval as submitted.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of May 24th.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed, okay. So now we'll move on to the public hearing. This is, the public hearing has been duly noticed, is that correct?
Yes, it has.
All right. Any declaration of conflicts by any of the commissioners? Any declarations of ex parte contacts? Oh, Fred?
I met with, no, I'm sorry, this is the wrong item.
Well, we have two items, so we're...
Okay, the item on the Cafe 126.
Yes.
I did meet with the applicant and toured the property and to get a better idea of the layout and what was planned.
Okay. Commissioner Summers? I also have visited the Flight 126 on a frequent basis through Rotary. We meet there. So we do see the owners and the operation of the facility. But I don't think the fact that I eat their food and enjoy the restaurant should be a conflict here tonight. What do you think, Counselor?
I think you're safe.
Safe, Fred. Okay.
Can they take a vote if they have the best breakfast in town or not?
I well, you don't want... The breakfast I had was good. Have a great lunch, too. Okay, so we're at the point of opening the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Eichert and members of the Planning Commission. You have an item before you, a request for a conditional use permit and whatnot. I'm going to introduce to you Joyce Parker Bozolinski, who's a contract planner with the City of Santa Paula. Some of you may recognize her. She has helped us out in the past, maybe 7-8 years ago, for some of our projects. She took a hiatus, and now she's back. We're very happy to have her, and we've handed off some projects to her, so you will be seeing, you may be seeing more of her in the future. So please welcome Joyce, and I'd like her to do the project presentation.
Good, welcome.
Chair Eichert, members of the Planning Commission, the item before you is a request for a conditional use permit from the Flight 126 Cafe for a Type 41 ABC license. It's a beer and wine license, as well as an entertainment permit. This is an aerial of the site. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. The restaurant is located at the Santa Paula Airport. And the facility that has in a building that has been an airport since, I think, the first one opened in 1949, and it has operated pretty much continuously as a restaurant since that time. This is just the west and south entrance. The west entrance is the one off of Santa Maria. It's the one you enter to the restaurant as it exists now. The south entrance is the faces the runway. And this is the area in which the restaurant will be expanded into, is the area shown in the south entrance. The project description, essentially, again, it's a conditional use permit to allow beer and wine. So a Type 41 license requires food to be served at all times and food to be a substantial part of the alcohol, or I'm sorry, of the license. And then the applicant is also requesting an entertainment permit for live entertainment. So the live entertainment would be held in the bar portion, which is a portion that they will be reopening. And I will show you on the next slide the location of that facility. For the entertainment permit, that will cover your typical sort of entertainment that would be held in a bar. If the applicant wishes to have an event in which they charge admissions, then they would need to get a temporary use permit. And this was a condition that was on the previous restaurant, and the advantage of doing it that way is that you get a better idea of the actual event, and it's much easier to condition. Some events may not need a security guard where others may not, and it depends on the number of, and so that's how it's set up. But if they're just having regular live entertainment in the bar, this permit would cover that. The proposed hours of operation are 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. for the restaurant bar and 6:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. for the banquet facilities and event areas. Currently, the restaurant closes at 2:30 during the week and 2 on the weekend, and they are open at 6:30 in the morning, so they'll be expanding their hours. Along with the CUP, the project includes a plan to expand and remodel the restaurant, and this is to move into the back area, which was always a restaurant, and offer dinner, and then to remodel an existing banquet room into 3 separate rooms, an office space, a banquet room, and a flight crew lounge, which I will speak a little bit about. Tonight on your dais, there are 11 by 17 plans, so if you have difficulty reading the plans here, there is a set of plans on your on the dais in front of you. I will start basically to the left. So this area, this area right here is where the Cafe 120, or Flight 126 Cafe is currently operating. And so the plan is to reopen these areas back here. And again, it's just reopening what was always there. This was always a restaurant area with booths. Currently, there is a wall that separates off the bar area, and that will be opened up, and this will open up again. And then this will become part of the restaurant slash bar. The old bar that's in there will be torn down, and a new bar in the shape of an airplane wing, that's an airplane wing, will be built in its place. And then the last component is out to your far right, and this area now is like 1,440 square foot banquet facility. It's a real large room, and they're going to subdivide it into 3 rooms. The first would be an office space, and their tenant, I think, is called Fly Hope Dreams, and it's a nonprofit that issues wishes to sick children, as I understand it. The applicant's representative can probably speak to that more. And then the smaller banquet room would be created here. And so the vision of this area is it could be rented out for, community functions, for business functions, and office parties and the like. We could rent this out. It's about, I'm thinking about 460, I believe, is the size of that. And then the last component is a flight lounge, a flight crew lounge, and that's this area back here. And the concept here, this is apparently a pretty typical amenity that other airports have. We contacted both the Camarillo Airport and the Oxnard Airport, and they have a facility like this, but it's operated by one of the operators that they call a fixed base operator, somebody that actually runs their business, sells gasoline, airplane parts, and the like. And so the way it's set up in those, and in some airports, maybe not in those, but in the research we've done, is that oftentimes the amenities that are in this, it could range from food, which is typically on an honor system, what you take. Some of the larger flight crews areas might offer like free rental cars. And so the reason they do this as an amenity is they offer this free to their pilots if they buy gas from them. And so that's part of how they pay to keep this maintained. The applicant has indicated that they, at this point, the tenant for this space and for the office space will not be the restaurant. This will be the Santa Paula Airport Association, is my understanding. And so they have not decided, and the representative for the project is here, and he can speak to that if you have questions. They haven't really decided how this will be operated, or I should say who will operate this in the capacity. They do plan to have it open 24 hours, and however, overnight stays will not be allowed. And we have we will have a letter in the file to that effect. And should they decide in the future that they want overnight stays, they'd have to come back to the city and discuss that with us. Some cities do not allow overnight stays, and that's mainly because they don't want to impact the local businesses like hotels, and then eventually it would impact the city's transit occupancy tax. So along with the flight crew is, there's about 100 square feet restroom with a shower. And so the reason they want it open 24 hours is that if somebody wants to come at 3 in the morning and fly out at 6, because as you know, there are no lights there, so night flights are not allowed, they would be able to do that. They are secured by a little pad that has some common number that pilots would know, like a frequency or something like that, and that's how it is secured, and the general public can't get into it. So that is essentially the project and the different components of it. As the Planning Commission knows, with all requests to sell alcohol, one of the things that staff has to look at is whether there is an undue concentration in alcohol outlets. And so this particular restaurant is in Census Tract 5, which the next slide I'll show you shows you the size of Tract 5. And so there's only 3 retail alcohol licenses authorized. Anything more than that would be, they would find it'd be an undue concentration. So this one will make it 4, and so it will be, they'll need to seek a letter of public convenience and necessity from the ABC. Generally how that works is if there's an overconcentration and the applicant is seeking permission for off-sale, liquor store, gas station, the like, then the Planning Commission is the one that it would have to make the findings for public convenience and necessity. In this case, on-site is handled by ABC. So the 3 existing, the 2 on-sale is Hosey's Grill and the Mountain View golf course, which is, as I understand, is not in the city. And then the off-sale, that's the on-sale, and the off-sale is the Shell gas station. So the next slide will give you, oops, just what Tom told me not to do. This is just to give you a perspective of Census Tract 5. If you look at the previous one, you see all of the liquor license, those are actually not in Track 5, those are in Track 6. And so if you look at this one, you get a perspective of just how large the census tract is. And the reason there's only 3 allowed is how they figure out whether there's undue concentration is by the population density. And so the population density here is very low. So it does not take much to become have an undue concentration. So with that, staff is recommending approval of the project. We have concluded that the project provides for the encouragement and expansion of business activity in the city, that it's compatible with the surrounding land uses. It will have a rigorous review by the California Alcohol and Beverage Control Licensing, and of course they will enter into an enforcement agreement with the City of Santa Paula's Police Department, which will be approved eventually by the City Council, and a copy of which was provided to the Planning Commission. And then lastly, the proposed project meets all of the applicable City of Santa Paula Development Code standards and policies. And so we are recommending approval, and we are recommending that the Planning Commission make the required findings, and those are found in your resolution, which was attachment A of your staff report, and also determine that the project is exempt from environmental review pursuant to CEQA, and that CEQA section is essentially the existing facilities section of CEQA. And then finally, to approve the project subject to the conditions of approval, which are included as an exhibit to the resolution, which was attached to the staff report. With that, concludes staff's presentation. I will answer any questions you have. Also, the applicant's representative, Bill Lindsay, is here. He's available to answer any questions as well.
Commissioners, any questions of staff before we hear from the applicant? None? If the applicant would like to comment at this time before we hear from the public, please do so.
Thank you, Chairman Eichert, and good evening, Commissioners. Joyce, great job. That was a great presentation that kind of summarized the project. It's not too often we get to bring a project before the Planning Commission here that's going to be a great asset in addition to the community. And I think, as you stated earlier, it's a great place to hang out. It's family-oriented and just a lot of fun. And along with that, you guys have met the owners that are there. Tonight we are representing the owners of the restaurant and the Santa Paula Airport Association, along with the nonprofit who would be the tenant that operates that front office. And one of the things we did talk about was the beer and wine license and no hard alcohol. So they are wanting to make sure we have this as a family environment.
Would you go ahead and state your name and where you live first? I'm sorry, that's my fault.
Sorry, yes. My name is Bill Lindsay. I'm with Robert William Company and representing Flight 196 Cafe. So along with that, I think Joyce has outlined what the project depicts in terms of interior improvements that would be done to it. We're not proposing any exterior changes at this time to the project. There are demising walls that would be on the interior that would be done. In regards to structural changes, would really be just the bar itself. We are looking to have it done in sort of a delta wing and kind of that entire aviation thing is what we're after. So if there is any questions, I'm happy to answer them as best I can for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, commissioners?
Pretty straightforward.
No? Okay. And I have some cards here for Mr. Redmond. Please state your name, where you live, and...
Richard Redmond, 1046 Corte La Brisa, here in Santa Paula. And like you and other people, I have been a customer at Flight 126 since they took over the restaurant facility. And I think that they are exemplary employers, people, and they hire good people. And I think that if the commission here and the city council and the other forces in the city want to do more to make Santa Paula a destination so other people can come here and spend their money here to help us, I think this is a wonderful project and definitely should be looked at as part of the strategy to try to get Santa Paula identified as a real destination that has full services and welcomes people at all times of the day. That's it.
Good, thank you.
3 minutes.
Next is Rares Bodea, is that correct? Okay. You don't want to speak? Okay. Okay, and I already got Mr. Lindsay.
Yes.
So, there we go. Commissioners.
I was very excited to see this come forward. I remember when the old Logstons had a lounge and would have a weekend entertainment there, and since it's closed, we really don't have anything like that in Santa Paula. So a nice venue with good food, maybe some light entertainment, that would be very attractive for families. So I fully support what you're doing and encourage you to move forward and be very successful.
Thank you.
Any other commissioners?
No, I just wanted to mention that this space has been underutilized for some time, so I was very pleased to see this come forward and be put to good productive use. And if they run the rest of it like they've been running the restaurant, I think we're all going to be in great shape and we're going to be better for it. So again, I was very much supportive of this project.
Same thoughts.
I as well support this. I entertain
make a motion to approve as drafted.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Favor.
Chairman Eichert?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Demers?
Yes.
All right, good. Moving on to the next item. Wish you guys luck.
Yes, thank you very much.
You ready? My goodness.
Good evening, sir.
My goodness.
We're waiting for your speech.
There you go.
Thank you, good evening, Chair and Commissioners. The following is a hearing on the request of Mr. Ron Gallagher, who's my friend in the crowd, to consider case number 16MM01, which application was filed on May 19, 2016. So the item being presented today is a request for a one-year time extension for tentative track map 5248, which expired May 7th of this year, 2016. It's outlined here in the diagram in yellow. You can see substantial site improvements have been made. There's still some pending. Another view of the site from a direct aerial true north up above, right there. And you'll notice that, we'll get into this a bit, but the part of the subject parcel does go into the Santa Clara Valley. Not that that's germane to the time extension, but this project will be coming back, it's my understanding, at a later date. We're going to be revisiting this if things go this direction. Also related to the airport that we just discussed, this is outlined, the subject parcel in pink, just the developable portion. And this diagram, ignore the yellow highlight, indicates the airport influence zone, in which you'll see that the subject parcel is almost entirely within the outer safety zone, given that that's the direction of the most part for takeoffs heading inland. But on reverse winds, that could be the landing area, and that will come into play a little bit later. This is the site map with some diagram lines overlaid, as was approved by the Planning Commission through the modified track map in 2012. The parcel itself is outlined in brown. This green line represents the undevelopable portion that is basically down in the riverbed. And then this large blue dashed line indicates that that is one of the main site improvements that is still pending. That is a cross lot storm drain channel, also called the Craig Drive channel, that's being designed by Public Works, approved by the Ventura County, will be approved by the Ventura County Flood Control District, and then implemented by the applicant. It's still in the design phase. It has not been formally submitted for approval on the flood control. It's got a hydrodynamic separator and a bunch of other high-tech items in it, so it's underway. For the project history overall, just to note that this did come before this commission. I was before my time. I'm not sure if any of you all were here, but I started in 2005, approved in 2007, subsequently modified 2013, and then this is its third appearance formally. However, like many tentative track maps during the economic downturn, this tentative track map, like many others, was the beneficiary of several state emergency authorizations. So in this case, it's had a bonus 7 years automatically. It does not count against it, and the South Dakota Municipal Code allows for 5 one-year extensions. So you know, this could continue on to 2021. If everything keeps going one year, all the way through. So the one here today is the last one, which is just for the 12 months, which is that resolution 3747. And as you might expect, we see this number a lot with CEQA exemptions. This is an exempt project, meaning just a time extension, so there's no environmental impact, so we file it under 15301. So overall, the site does remain compatible with the surrounding land use. The overall intent and design has substantially stayed the same. Big part of the site improvements that's pending is still within the city's purview to complete, and then all of the applicable codes and provisions apply as usual. And so, similar to the last project and most of the ones we bring before you, we are recommending approval here that you make those CEQA determination for exemption and for the subject to the conditions of approval, which in this
the brief presentation. The applicant is here and myself to answer any questions that you may have.
Mr. Gallagher, you'd like to talk a little bit for state your name and where you are and.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I'm here to answer any questions. I know it's been a long road for this project. We're in the final stages now. The city just submitted the final requirements for the storm drain. We've gone through our precise development, and as of 2 months ago, I've gone into escrow for the first purchase, which will be our first building. So I think we're very excuse me, close to getting this project underway. So I appreciate your efforts up to now, and any questions you have, we'd be more than happy to answer.
Would you state your address and the city where you live for the record?
My name is Ron Gallagher, Santa Maria Street Industrial Park, 28548 Livingston Avenue, Valencia, 91355.
Thanks. Commissioners, questions for the applicant or the staff?
Just a couple questions. One is just more of trying to sort it out. There's some sort of pit or crater in the back, the southerly portion of the lot. Can you just explain what that is?
Our general plan that we have for the family trust is to retain the back portion under the family trust,
that thing,
which is our parent company, C.A. Rasmus, for general engineering contractors. So for the interim period, we're going to retain that as our on-site yard for our materials. And then the front piece, the front four lots, is our intent to sell those. As of right now, the piece that would be right next to Santa Paula Cell Storage is the first piece that's up in escrow right now. All the other public improvements, we've completed them all. The water system's in, the fire system's in, the sewer's in, the underground electric. So we're just about right to the end. We've completed and have given to the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy the easements that was required to maintain the open space as part of our fish and game permit. We've completed all the obligations under our fish and game permit. So this has been a long road, and I think we're just about here on this.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a good segue into my second question is, just again, for my own personal edification on this drain, why is it taking quite so long, and are we confident now that we've overcome whatever obstacles have prevented us so far?
I think we are. The original plan was for, and still is, for the developer, such as myself, to install the drain. We submitted the application to the county, and the county said no, I cannot act on behalf of the city, and the city had to submit their own application as far as discharge into the river, because our project does not connect anywhere to that storm drain. It carries all the water that comes from Harvard through the trailer park underneath the freeway and out. Along with that, we had the obligation to come up with a storm drain system that did not discharge any water into the river. That was a tough requirement, and we've come up with that. We're using a bunch of filter systems. As you can tell, we have the large debris basin back in the back. After working with the city, we're taking a portion of the city's drainage into our private drain that satisfies the requirements under the MS4, so it makes it a lot easier. It has been a long process. We've had to go through the Corps, the Water Regional Board, so that is all done, and we're in the final throes with the county now, looking at the outlet structure that would be the city's outlet structure that we're obligated to be able to work conditions.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions, commissioners? Well, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Mayor, second.
Make a motion we adopt resolution 3747 approving a minor modification to the previously approved project that we just heard.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it passes. Good. I'll now close the public hearing. Is there any new business?
No, not really. No business. Just no. If you need some updates on projects, I'd be happy to give you an update or two.
Yes.
So a question some of you may have is, you last heard the Hardison House the month of May. Here we are towards the end of June, and it will be going to City Council. It's just a matter of selecting a date that also matches up with the council's summer vacation schedule. So the project still got its last hurdle. Then, of course, this evening, the enforcement agreement for Cafe 126 will be going to council whenever the next council meeting is to wrap that up also. Other than that, business as usual. The Limonada Lewis project is moving forward ever so slowly. However, if you go by that site at all, you will see rock remediation going on, which is one of the initial steps prior to issuing grading permits, to just start moving, sifting through the boulders that are out there, so when all the green lights are gone, are there, that they can actually actively start working out there. City will be starting to review some, like a water tank, some landscaping for a water tank, and infrastructure type plans over the next few months, as well as eventually, I may mispronounce this, the map for one of the first phases. So all is going well. That's it from the planning department.
Anything from commissioners? Attorney?
Nothing from legal, thank you.
Let's adjourn.